Kingdom Exhortations. April 2026. Read by Stephen Keysweater. Good morning and happy Easter. As Easter approaches, it's a perfect time to contemplate the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Quote, "The angels said to the women, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, he has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay.'" Matthew 28, verses 5 and 6. The resurrection of Jesus is the most consequential event in the history of mankind. Without the resurrection of Jesus Christ, humanity would have no hope, no future, no purpose, and no eternity. Quote, "And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, you are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied." 1 Corinthians 15, verses 17 through 19. Quote, "After this, Jesus traveled about from one town and village to another, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him, and also some women who had been cured of evil spirits and diseases. Mary, called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had come out, Joanna, the wife of Cusa, the manager of Herod's household, Susanna, and many others. These women were helping to support them out of their own means." Luke 8, verse 3. One of the most remarkable details in the resurrection account of Jesus is that the first person to see him alive was not a prominent man or one of his famous apostles, but a humble and devout woman named Mary Magdalene. The account is found in John chapter 20 and is certainly worth reading and contemplating, particularly during the Easter season. Quote, "Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, 'They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him.'" John 20, verses 1 and 2. It's interesting that John gives precise details of what happened when Mary reported to the apostles that the tomb was empty. He notes that he ran faster and arrived at the tomb first, but was reticent to go in. When Peter arrives, he strolls in with no apparent reverence or concern whatsoever. When we consider these details, we can glean insights into the temperament and disposition of Peter and John, and see how Jesus uses different people with different gifts and backgrounds. Quote, "So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead." John 20, verses 3 through 9. Perhaps the most significant and consequential detail in the entire account is that the two apostles simply go back home when they don't find Jesus at the empty tomb. But Mary doesn't leave. She resolutely stays at the last place she saw Jesus and will not leave until she finds out where he is. Once again, we can see a difference between the disposition of the men and that of Mary. There can be no doubt that her undying love and devotion to Jesus is what earned her the immense privilege of being the first person to see him after his resurrection. How well do you wait on Jesus? Are you patient and steadfast like Mary, or are you like the apostles who simply went home when Jesus wasn't there? Quote, "Then the disciples went back to their homes, but Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb." John 20, verses 10 and 11. Quote, "And she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. John 20, verses 12 through 16. If the resurrection of Jesus was something fabricated by man, never would the story credit a woman as being the first witness. In that time, women had few rights and were not considered credible witnesses. Historians call this criterion of embarrassment. When creating a false narrative, never are weak or embarrassing details included. Quote, "Jesus said to her, 'Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.' Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, 'I have seen the Lord,' and that he had said these things to her." John 20, verses 17 and 18. The witness of Mary Magdalene as the first to see Jesus post-resurrection and his subsequent commissioning of her to give instructions to the apostles was considered so pivotal by the early church fathers that they gave her the title Apostle to the Apostles. Quote, "So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, 'Greetings.' And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me.'" Matthew 28, verses 8 through 10. Let us go now and begin to spend time reading and studying the resurrection accounts of Jesus in the four Gospels. You'll find them in Matthew chapter 28, Mark chapter 16, Luke chapter 24, and John chapter 20. Quote, "For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, he appeared to me also, as to one abnormally born." 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 through 8. If you are sincerely trusting in Jesus alone for your salvation, take heart that just as Jesus was raised from the dead, you too will one day graduate from this life and be resurrected with Jesus for all eternity. Quote, "Now, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain." 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 and 2. Quote, "But the angel answered and said to the women, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay.'" Matthew 28, verses 5 and 6. Take time to remind yourself and be encouraged as you consider the three most consequential words ever uttered in the history of the world. Quote, "He is risen." As you read, consider Mary Magdalene and her beautiful and sold-out devotion to Jesus Christ our Lord. Examine your own heart and repent of any indifference or apathy you find in your walk with him. Finally, determine to be more like Mary Magdalene as you make Jesus a greater priority in your life. Intentionally involve him and consult him in your day-to-day decisions, seeking his will and always looking to please him. As you grow to be more like Mary in these things, you too will begin to experience Jesus in a deeper and more intimate manner and he will begin to increasingly use you and your specific gifts and disposition. And one day in the future, you will be overwhelmed with joy and gladness when you hear Jesus call you by name as he did Mary Magdalene. Quote, Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, Rabboni, which means teacher. John 20, verse 16. May God bless you all. Have a blessed and Christ-filled Easter. Make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have them, he is nearsighted and blind, and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins. 2 Peter 1, verses 5 through 9.